and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday with me, Richard Jones. And in a moment, we'll be looking at what yesterday's budget means to farmers. But first off, there's news from the household name in diggers and forklifts, that's JCB, who've announced a staggering 48% growth in sales in 2010. The company is now building a £63 million factory in Brazil, investing heavily in India, and launching 13 new products in America. But now back to the budget, and here's Sarah Anderson from NFU Scotland with what the Chancellor had up his sleeve for farmers yesterday.
The big news for farmers, but actually all people living and working in remote and rural communities, is the fact that fuel duty has been cut by 1 penny per litre. The second big thing is that the government has abolished the fuel duty escalator. This was a policy which meant that each year on year, fuel duty was rising. This has been abolished and replaced with what is called a fair fuel stabiliser.
So that's obviously good news for those of us living out and about in the countryside, and also for haulage, which is a big item for farmers, isn't it?
The thing is, it's not just about the price of fuel itself for those people who are filling up their tanks. People who live in rural communities know that everything has to be transported on the road, so everything rises in price.
Now, I gather that there was also something in there for HGV drivers as well.
Exactly. There's been a freeze on vehicle tax for HGVs. Again, that was something that was expected to rise.
So, all in all, what's NFU Scotland's view of the budget?
We're actually very pleased. Your listeners will know that filling up a family car or a bigger vehicle was, I mean, it was eye-popping when you got to the till, the prices that you were having to pay. And this is just to carry out crucial journeys. From the farming point of view, though, what we're keen to emphasise to the government is that farmers do still require a fair return from the marketplace. So we really do welcome the UK government's action on fuel price, but we do need them to sort out the other side of the equation. They've promised for a long time that they'll introduce an adjudicator to enforce the grocery supply chain code of practice. And we're still very keen to see this happen, because regardless of input costs, farming businesses will only be viable when they actually receive fair price for what they produce. So we're going to keep campaigning for that as well.
So maybe yesterday not as bad as we feared, but one farmer commented to me, "Let's see the small print, please. The devil is always in the detail." But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.